begin with a bell. Coming in. Coming into self, body, this moment, a current awareness. Noticing the voice of something greater than you in the combination of sounds all around you, whether it's an air conditioning unit, the birds, winds, cars whooshing. The susurrus of all sounds adds up to something greater than its parts. You can use that as a cue. Find a position, standing, seated, lying down, that is extremely comfortable, where you can really let go, not hold your muscles, not do any more work than you need to. Let gravity take over. Let stillness and quiet take over and come in and run the moment for a little while. Give yourself a little blessing, at the very least, for how much you kick butt, just for giving yourself time for meditation. You are doing something kind to yourself just by being here. You can be grateful to yourself for giving yourself these moments. It's not selfish or narcissistic. It's passionate and kind. Thank you. Start to slow down. Extend your breathing. Stretch out your thoughts until they become wobbly. Maybe feel your body a little wobbly, just loosey-goosey. Having fun. Enjoying a break from all the demands, worries, and fantasies. Shaking it all off, literally or just internally. If you haven't, you might want to let your eyes close. That might be more relaxing. Maybe a little smile. This is going to be a little weird because we're not just going to stay in the present moment as we do with most meditation. We're going to wander back and forth in time. Going back and letting go of things we need to let go of and adding a new level of purity, and doing the same for today, and then again the same for tomorrow. Just giving ourselves that kind of blessing. And since we'll be wandering out of presence in and out, you might get distracted or frustrated or nervous. When you do, because brains wander as long as they're alive, just settle on my voice or take a deep breath. Let yourself fall into your seat. Give yourself a little permission to relax again. Let's take a few more deep breaths just right here, right now. Let's wander through a few days. Drift back to yesterday. Knowing that even today, your understanding of yesterday is already imagination and fantasy and not exactly correct or real. So maybe you want to think about it like a movie or a cloud that doesn't have much weight or substance to you. Breathing in and out, staying slow and quiet and mostly still. What was yesterday like? Just get an image or a sensation of it. Not feeling it too tightly or deeply, just like a movie or someone else's day. It's not there anymore, so you're just reflecting. And if you get scared or nervous, just skip it. Come back to my voice. That's fine too. Do this another time. Is there something from yesterday you want to unburden? Let go. An action, a thought process you want to try not to repeat, at least today. Did you overreact? Were you too angry or compulsive about something? Not judging, just noticing. Oh, that was a thing I'd rather not do again. At least today. Maybe you don't think of anything. That's pretty neat. Not to have any regrets about yesterday. That in itself is worth noticing. Just breathe into it. And then let it go. Just say, that was a thing I don't want to do. Don't want to engage in. Didn't serve me. I'll try not to do it again. That's all you need to do. Just try a little each day. And maybe with that, you feel a little refreshed and purified from what was. And embrace that. It's good. Good. Take a few breaths in that letting go from yesterday. Then we'll talk about today. Whether today is beginning or in its middle or at the end, we'll think about it in present tense. What is an action, process, thing that isn't serving you now? Tension, anger, resistance, rushing. Just let your attention drift around your body and your experience of today. See what you feel. Notice an impression, a word. Are you ready to let it go and reset? You could. Maybe it's not time yet. That's okay. When you're ready, you could let go of empty things, things that don't serve. Maybe just one small thing for today. Put it down. Set it aside now. Maybe just for now. No pressure. Perhaps when you do, you feel a little lighter, a little scrubbed clean, maybe purified, neat. That's today and what it could be. Breathe into it. Sacred intention. Let's look at tomorrow. It's not a real thing. Tomorrow will always be tomorrow, even when it is tomorrow. So you can daydream about it. You don't have to get anxious or fantasize. And if you do, just take deep breaths, come back to my voice, slow down. Is there a thing you'd rather not do or think more of tomorrow? Let your awareness drift over the possibility without clutching, without being too sure. But you could set an intention of something you'd rather not do much of tomorrow because it's not very useful to you. I don't want to get worked up about. I'd rather not be too angry or too hasty or any other thing. whatever you need. And then maybe you can imagine yourself a little lighter, a little cleaner, a little more open and expansive. That would be good tomorrow. Not holding on. And keep breathing into that. And then breathe into, acknowledge, and be grateful for all of your successes yesterday, today, and tomorrow.